And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, with you alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. Ronnie, how are you?
I'm very good, Kel. How are you?
I am so happy to see you. You're always like a ray of sunshine when you walk in, and I see you like once a month, and it makes my day. So happy to have you. And we always get so many, like, hosting this show is so much fun for me because we always get such great audience interaction, whether they call us up or they text us, which we really appreciate. So I'll give out the numbers right away. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And of course, you can put your first name in the text. We always appreciate that. And so Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk, we have so much to talk about tonight. I know we're going to get into lasers in just a sec, a little bit later on, as we are not too far from September. I hate saying that word because it means end of school and back, or sorry, I should say back to school.
Where did the
summer go? I know, right?
Crazy.
But September is Acne Awareness Month, so we're going to get into that. And then also, we're going to talk a little bit later as well about some injectables. If you'd like to, of course, reach out, Ronnie is here till 8 o'clock at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And if you'd like to reach out to Ronnie at his office to book an appointment, that's very simple as well. 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. The website is monkmd.com, so M-U-N-K-M-D.com, and to follow him on social media at monkmd. And of course, as per usual, every time Ronnie is in the studio with us here at CJD, he does Facebook Live, so you can join us that way as well tonight. So Ronnie, I love when we talk lasers because there's so many different facets of this technology. Can we talk a little bit, I guess, first about where lasers came from and how you implement them in your office?
Yeah, so I mean, lasers have been used in medicine, I believe, since the 1970s. The first laser that was ever used was a CO2 laser.
Okay.
So that's a laser that basically ablates, so it cuts tissue, and it was used for various indications. It wasn't really used for skin at first. It was used more for internal stuff, organs, but then they started using it for skin as well, and it became very popular in the 80s, 90s, 2000s. But pulse dye lasers, which was also very short after CO2 lasers, were developed. Those were lasers that were used, and they were used for vascular lesions, so babies treated with hemangiomas, you know, those red type of lesions that babies are born with, and they grow very, very quickly in the first year of life. So they started using lasers in babies to treat those and for various indications. And that's basically how lasers were brought about, and, you know, just experimenting on skin and different indications. And now, I mean, we're so fortunate in today's day and age because there's so many different options and different types of lasers for really for any indication. So what makes a laser special is really how it works. So when somebody talks about a laser, we're implying that there's one wavelength of energy. So it's a very focused array of light or energy that's going in a very focused beam onto the target and really heating up selectively that target. So for example, if we want to treat something vascular, something red in the skin, an angioma, rosacea, a blood vessel that's open. If we use a laser that just targets that blood vessel, by heating up that blood vessel and not treating the skin, you can effectively treat the vessel and it disappears and it leaves no scar on the skin. So we can be very, very precise in delivering energy into the skin, treating the target tissue, getting a result without any of the adverse effects like discoloration, scarring. So that's what's really nice about laser technology.
Now, I know you have often talked on the program about the fact that you have your own CO2 laser in the office.
Do you
have many of them, or is it like, because there's different sizes or variations of a CO2?
Yeah.
Okay.
So right now in my current practice, I have one CO2 laser, but it does both fractionated and fully ablative treatments. So what that means is when I want to do a rejuvenation treatment for somebody, I want to tighten their skin, improve wrinkles, improve scarring, I'll use the fractionated setting. So when we deliver the energy into the skin, it's not removing 100% of the skin layers. It's really treating about 20 to 30% of the skin. So this makes sure that the healing is quick. It's very, very safe. There's very little side effects. And we get a nice tightening and improvement in skin texture. That's in contrast to when I'm doing fully ablative treatments. So by fully ablative, I mean we're removing 100% of the skin layer. So that I'll do when I'm removing, for example, a mole. If I want to cut a mole off the skin, I use my CO2 laser to fully ablate it. So I'm layering it off layer by layer really precisely till it's nice and flat with the skin. And that way I really don't get any scarring. So that's how I love removing moles. I also remove sunspots, age spots, anything that's elevated off the skin and needs to be ablated and flattened, I love using my CO2 laser for.
And what other lasers do you have in the office? And I just want to say something before you answer. Your eyes light up when you talk about lasers.
I love lasers.
You're such a tech guy. I love it.
So I did, you know, I've told you this before. I did a specialty after I graduated dermatology. Mm-hmm. I did a specialty training for 1 year in laser surgery. So I went to Ottawa. I worked alongside a very well-known dermatologist there, Dr. Sharon Lachlan in Ottawa. And I did a 1 year training with her. She had, you know, over 20 different lasers in her practice.
Wow.
Very, very nice, big practice. And I got to really try every different laser out there on the market. And I really became passionate about lasers after seeing for my patients what it can do, what type of results it can achieve. And so when I opened my own practice here about 5 years ago, I bought six or seven different lasers. I'm probably up to about 12 or 13 different technologies now. Mm-hmm. And I love it. I mean, I really have a laser that I can use for every single indication, which I find really exciting.
For someone who's listening right now, Ronnie, who might be driving home in the car, maybe they're sitting at home just after dinner, you know, when we hear the word laser, for some people that might be like you're thinking of like some sort of labor, like the saber. You know what I mean? Like a laser.
Yeah.
Is there anything to be concerned about with lasers? Is there any downsides to it?
So what I explain to my patients is the beauty with lasers in general is that they're very precise, and if used properly, they give great results with very little side effects. Now, the key is when I say being used properly. So the unfortunate thing about lasers is that there's too many people using them without the proper training. So, you know, I really believe that you're putting your skin in somebody else's hands. You have to really, really trust the professional that you're going to. I think that as a dermatologist, obviously I have that training in skin physiology and I know how the skin should behave. So I'm very fortunate in that regard to be able to deliver lasers effectively with, you know, little risk. It doesn't mean there's no risk. Anytime you do a procedure, there are risks and there are things that can happen. But if you really understand the physiology and how the skin works, then you're reducing the possibilities of that happening. So, you know, even for example, when I remove a mole, I always explain to patients that you can have it surgically removed, whereas they cut it out, but for sure you're going to have a scar when it's excised, or we can laser it. And when you laser it, sometimes it happens, you can get a little bit of a discoloration in the area, a little bit of a scar. That can happen no matter how you do things, but with the laser, the risk of that happening is much lower. And I'd say 80, 85% of the time when I remove moles, I really can't see where it was removed.
Oh, wow.
It heals immaculate. It's perfect.
If someone was to have like a burn, let's say hot coffee spilled on them or something, when it heals, is that something like a laser can help fix the scarring there too?
Of course. So thermal burns or heat burns are very, very serious. And actually they can cause contracture of the tissues. So you see some people like I've seen some patients that were caught in fires, and because of the scarring that they have on their arms, their limb is contracted and they don't have full mobility of their arm.
Okay.
So what's amazing about those types of patients is when we laser their scars, for example, I do fractionated CO2 on those types of scars, immediately they get loosening of the scar tissue as it starts to improve.
Okay.
And they get better range of motion of their joints, as well as better cosmetic outcomes for their scars. So there's so many things we do for scarring. Mm-hmm. I treat a ton of scars in my practice. I have 3 or 4 different technologies and lasers that I do for scars.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting in today's day and age to be able to do so much for our patients in a very safe way.
You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. We have much more coming up. It's 7:15 though right now.
Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk, here until 8 o'clock on CJAD, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And actually, over the traffic break, we had some texts come in. We've had a call online, so we're going to get to Donald right away. Donald, I understand you have a question for Ronnie about skin tags.
That's right. I'd like to know what the treatment would be for curing skin tags.
So the question is, what's the treatment for skin tags? So I'll tell you, Donald, there's a bunch of different options for tags. My approach is, first of all, everybody gets them. Everybody at some point in their life will get tags. Most of the time they present in the folds, so armpits, groin, under the breasts. Some people get them around their eyes. It's usually genetic how many you get, but most people will get a tag at some point in their life.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So what I do, my approach is, it depends on the size. If they're very small, I'll tend to use what's called electrodesiccation, which is a tiny little electric needle, and I'll just go and gently burn them. They crust up, they fall off completely, doesn't leave any marks. If they're larger, sometimes I'll snip them with scissors. Other times I'll use my CO2 laser and just ablate them. So it really, for me, it depends on the size, but there's various ways you can treat tags and give a very nice cosmetic outcome.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. I just picture you sitting there with like a holster and your laser in there, and then you're pew,
like. That's pretty much what it is.
Okay. So Emma texted into 514-800 saying, Dr. Monk, what are your views about skin toner and exfoliation when it comes to your skincare routine?
I think they're important. So skin toners are used to balance the pH of the skin. I think it's important. I mean, not everybody necessarily needs a skin toner, but if you do have an unbalanced pH, your skin is dehydrated or your skin is irritated, sensitive, then it may actually improve your skin condition. And to me, exfoliation is important for everybody. You know, over the course of the day, in combination with the oils on the skin, we accumulate a lot of dirt and dust and debris on our skin. So constant exfoliation is very important. Personally, I've been using retinol, medical grade retinol, on my skin since I was in med school because it's great for wrinkles and how the skin looks. And I've seen improvements from a personal standpoint. Most of my cosmetic patients, I also get them on retinols very early on in their regimen, in their routine. And I do recommend either retinol, glycolic acid, something to exfoliate. But you don't want to over exfoliate either, because too much exfoliation is more irritating. So I always recommend get a good consultation either with, you know, a derm or somebody who understands skin, and they'll be able to guide you as to what's best for your skin.
Another text has come in saying, does ultrasound therapy and IPL photofacial improve acne scarring?
So it depends. I mean, IPL photofacial, so IPL stands for intense pulse light, and this is a treatment that I commonly do in my practice. What it does is it really evens out the skin tone. So people with brown pigment from sun exposure, age spots, sunspots, or people with reds, rosacea, blood vessels. When you just want a more clear, even skin tone, that's where you're going to do something like IPL photofacial. It's not so much to improve texture. It improves pore size maybe a little bit, but if you really want textural improvement, you're going to do something a little bit more invasive, a little that you're going to use a laser that goes a little bit deeper in the skin. So in my practice, I'll use my CO2 laser. So I have a device called Fractora, which is a fractionated microneedling device with radio frequency. For me, that's the best thing on the market for acne scarring. I get great results with it, very satisfied patients. Microneedling is another option. So you actually, if you want to stimulate new collagen to improve the skin texture, you actually have to get into the dermis of the skin and heat up that collagen in order to promote collagen remodeling. And that's how you're going to improve scarring or texture or wrinkles. Okay. So IPL is too mild to do it, I would say. Ultrasound, they're also asking about ultrasound therapy. I have Althera in my office, which is an ultrasound device. I personally use it more for lifting and improving sagging. So somebody who has sagging on the jawline, chin area, the neck, they want tightening. I love ultrasound energy. But for acne scarring, it wouldn't be my go-to because it doesn't improve skin. It improves more the lifting and the tightening, but not so much the texture.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We're actually going to quickly nip off to Walter here. Walter? Walter, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Walter, what's your question about rosacea?
Well, I've been to a couple of dermatologists, and they told me I have rosacea, which I say it is not because it's all scabs.
So, you know, rosacea can present in various different ways. The most common presentation with rosacea is redness. So somebody that just flushes easily, has red, very sensitive skin. But when you have rosacea, your skin is also prone to lose a lot of water from the skin, so it gets dehydrated and the barrier is compromised, and you're prone to get very, very dry, peely skin. So that's also a very common presentation for rosacea. So if you have scabs, Walter, then I would say it could be rosacea, you know. But sometimes the other thing that can sometimes be associated with rosacea is an entity called seborrheic eczema. So a type of eczema where you get much more dehydrated, flaky, dry skin. So it's eczema, but it's linked to rosacea. So it all kind of falls under the same category. So there are great treatments out there where, you know, you could significantly improve that flaking and the roughness. So if you've used some stuff from your other dermatologist that hasn't worked, I would urge you to go back to them or seek out another opinion and try other treatments, because there are many options out there and there isn't something miraculous that works for everybody. So sometimes you have to try a few things before you find the right product for yourself.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Is there, Ronnie, like, you know how we, you know, we just obviously have come through summer and now we're heading into fall. Are there certain laser treatments that you do in the autumn that is what you need to do every kind of...
For sure.
Yeah,
so
okay.
In my office, this time of year, we're starting to get really, really busy with things that clear up the sun damage.
Oh,
so a lot of people, you know, they're in the sun throughout the summer. They're not protecting the way they should. They notice a lot of pigment coming out, brown spots. So I would say September, October is prime time to clean up the skin tone.
Okay.
So whether you use an IPL, intense pulse light device, in my office, I have a great one called Lumeca. We have a picosecond laser called the PicoWay, which does amazing skin rejuvenation. If you have any pigmentation, melasma, brown spots, you just want a clear skin tone, the PicoWay will achieve that for you. We also do a lot of chemical peels. Just peeling the skin layers can help even out the skin tone, peel away some of that pigment. So this time of year is the best time of year to start really thinking about cleaning up your sun damage.
Mm-hmm.
Even patients that have done treatments in the past, a lot of them come in this time of year because they want to maintain their treatments. And inevitably, we recommend to maintain one or two per year of these laser treatments. So doing it in the fall is the best way to just clean up all the sun damage that occurred.
We're just coming up against news, but just quickly before we get there, when it comes to these chemical peels, like how many treatments do you need to do, or does it depend on each patient?
It depends on the patient, it depends on the goal, and it also depends on the type of peel we do.
Okay.
So in my office, we tend to use more light, superficial chemical peels. So we do something called Jessner peels, which are basically made up of different types of acids, lactic acid, salicylic acid, resorcinol, all mixed together. And it's a very gentle, superficial peel. So we recommend to do anywhere from 2 peels up until 4 peels. And after a few peels, you really notice an improvement in overall texture, pores, acne. It's great for acne to shrink down pimples and even out the tone. So just an overall improvement, and there's really minimal downtime. You barely peel. You're maybe red for a few hours, but that's why people love these types of peels, because they're very, very easy on the skin, not painful, and minimal downtime with great results.
Much more coming up on the show with Dr. Ronnie Monk. We're going to get into some acne stuff. We're going to talk about injectables and, of course, my favorite word, Belkyra. That's all coming up on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJAD.
Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
7:36, 24 degrees right now in downtown Montreal. Feels a little bit warmer with the Humidex. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. He's here until 8 o'clock at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And we've had a bunch of texts come in over the news break, so we're going to get to those in just a sec. Don't forget that you can reach out to Ronnie at his office, 514-937-2757. The website, monkmd.com. That's MUNKMD.com. And Ronnie's social media is at MonkMD, and we're actually on Facebook Live as we speak. So make sure to join us that way as well. So Ronnie, we actually had a text come in from Veronica, and she was wondering if there's anything to be done about birthmarks that she was born with.
I have a lot of consults about birthmarks. Lots of questions about birthmarks. So for me, it really depends on how big it is, and if it's raised or if it's flat. So if it's not too big, it's raised, I tend to use my CO2 laser, which is that laser
that ablates CO2 laser.
And generally heals very, very well.
Okay.
The problem with birthmarks, though, is that they have very, very deep roots. And when I'm doing it with laser, I'm not removing those roots. I'm really just making it look nice and pretty and treating the superficial component, but it is possible that it comes back. So sometimes I'll send people actually for a surgical excision if they really want complete removal, but of course that leaves a scar, whereas what I do leaves minimal scarring, but there is a risk of it coming back. So birthmarks are a little bit tricky. The other thing is I have a picosecond laser, so sometimes I'll actually laser away the pigment, so it doesn't get rid of the birthmark, but you can fade the pigment and have normal skin. So the birthmark, you never see it because it's just normal skin. But of course, the most important thing before doing that is I examine it. I make sure that it is just a regular, normal birthmark and not anything worrisome. If ever I'm worried or suspicious, I don't do laser. I biopsy it.
Oh, okay.
So that's really an important point. You can only do laser on a birthmark if it's very regular and very normal looking, mm-hmm. and not any suspicion of anything worrisome.
So another text has come in asking about oily skin and Biotherm Aquasourcer.
So oily skin, major issue, eh?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have oily skin. It's very important to know what type of skin you have. Are you oily? Are you dry? Are you combination? Are you acne prone? And it should dictate your decision with your skincare routine. So in my office, I'm very fortunate to have a team of experts who specialize in skincare, and they do consultations with patients. It's actually a free visit with them, but they do skincare consultations. They recommend medical grade skincare. And I really think it's a great service because skincare is super important. Anything I do, whether it's cosmetic, improving skin, injections, it has to be paired with skincare to get a very good result in the long term. So it's really important. So that being said, if you know your skin type, it will dictate what type of creams you use. If you have oily skin and you're putting anything very moisturizing on the skin, anything with oil, anything greasy, you're going to block your pores. You're going to cause more acne and more oiliness. Bad idea. You have to use products that are very, very light and liquidy and don't block the pores. They should be oil-free. They should be lotions. They should be very silky smooth. And that's very different than if you have dry skin or if you have eczema. You need hydration, moisture. You're going to use something rich with ceramides or something very hydrating. So it really, really depends on your skin type. If you don't know what it is, then go seek a consultation with an expert and they'll help you, guide you. And then choosing the right products is key to very good results.
In your office, it's Jamie, right?
So Jamie's one of them. I actually have another girl. Her name's Alex. So
okay.
We have a good team. My nurses are also very knowledgeable and mm-hmm. guide people. My technicians are excellent. And of course, I always tell patients. Patients ask me, what type of skin do I have? So it's my job to tell them, you have this type of skin, you're going to benefit from this. And then I delegate that to my team to counsel them and tell them what's appropriate for them.
Jamie's awesome. She helped me because I had some sun damage stuff and she took care of me right away. No problem. She's super smart.
And it's crazy to me how many people spend so much money on skincare by so many different products. And they come to me and they say, these creams aren't working. My skin's still oily. My skin, if you're using the right stuff on your skin, you should see visible results within a 3 to 4 month period. If you're not, then it's probably not the right product for you.
Yeah, and probably they're not doing the research to find out, like you said, what their actual skin type is. So then they're using the wrong stuff on themselves, right? Okay.
It's important.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Another text, Ronnie, asking about visible pores.
Pores, big issue.
Yeah.
Everyone has pores, but some people have really large pores. Some people have very small pores, and that's really genetic. You know, it's familial. Look at your parents. You probably have similar pore size to them. It is something that I often get consulted about, and unfortunately, it's one of these things that are very, very difficult to treat. And there are treatments out there, but unfortunately, they take a long time to work. So if you want to shrink down your pore size, what you're going to do is you're going to do a combination of things. You're going to do skincare routine at home that's appropriate for your skincare with exfoliation. You need exfoliation because that's going to help keep those pores clear and clean. You're going to do some laser. There's different lasers out there like IPL, picosecond lasers, fractionated lasers that will help shrink down pore size. You could do some injections. I know when I put hyaluronic acid into somebody's skin, it improves skin quality and pores. There's actually a filler I do called Volite. Did we ever talk about
Volite? We've never talked about Volite.
So this is a filler I do that it doesn't give any filling effect. It doesn't lift. It doesn't give volume. But I basically put tiny drops of this filler all over the face. And what it does is it delivers the hyaluronic acid into the deeper components of the skin. And it's purely improving skin quality. So it's just to improve pore size, texture, skin quality. What's really nice about this treatment, it's one single treatment, one treatment. There's very little downtime, and the results last about 9 months.
Oh,
so it's
wow.
The type of thing most of my patients are doing once a year. And if you do it, you'll see it. The skin is visibly clearer, more glowy, pore size shrinks, better skin quality. So that's an injectable that I love to do in combination with skincare. I tell my patients, we're sandwiching the skin with hyaluronic acid. We're putting it deep in the skin layers. You're putting some hyaluronic acid superficial in the skin. We're doing a hyaluronic acid sandwich, and that's how you're going to really improve your skin quality. So there's lots of treatments out there that you can do for pore size.
Now, we're just over a week away before September hits, and September is Acne Awareness Month. What do you want us to know about acne?
So actually, I had this whole conversation with one of my patients today because they were in their late 20s and they were still breaking out and they didn't understand. They said to me, I feel like a teenager all over again. And what I explained to them, and people don't know, is that we have to change our way we think about acne. It's not a teenage condition. I have patients in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s with ongoing acne. So of course, it's more prevalent in adolescence, but you can have your acne into your later adult years, and it's not just a puberty adolescent thing. So the key with acne, if you want a good result and you want success, you got to find a solution that you can maintain long term. So what I tell all my patients, number one thing we do with you when you have acne is we put you on a medical grade skincare. It includes a retinol, it includes other exfoliants, things that are going to help to keep your skin and your pores clear. Then what I do in my office, I do multiple things. Depends on the type of presentation I'm seeing. Sometimes I'll recommend chemical peels. Sometimes we'll do laser. Sometimes we'll do photodynamic therapy, which is another treatment we do combining lights and creams with great results for acne. I sometimes give Accutane. If somebody really has severe cystic acne and scarring and they need something stronger, I mean, I don't shy away from Accutane. It works great. And in the right scenario, it's very, very safe and does wonders for people. I'll give antibiotics. So there's lots of different options out there. If you have pimples, you're self-conscious, I mean, you don't want to have scarring and permanent changes in your skin. You got to be proactive. Get help. There's so many options out there that you can do, and inevitably one's going to work for you.
7:45, time to head off to the CJD Traffic Center. And don't forget, if you want to reach out to Ronnie, still here until 8 o'clock, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. When we come back, we are going to talk about Belkyra.
Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Thank you so much for spending time with us on the show. Your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk on Skin Deep, here until 8 o'clock, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Ronnie's office number, of course, 514-937-2757, the website monkmd.com, and you can follow us on social media at monkmd. So, Ronnie, you had a couple of texts come in during the break. I know you answered a couple of them sort of when we were during traffic, but we had one that we definitely wanted to make sure we mentioned on the air, and this is from Karen in Pierrefonds. She wants to know, can you actually get rid of bags and circles under the eyes?
I think every day I have at least one or two consults with under eye area.
Okay.
So, you know, when people have dark circles under their eyes, they look tired. They look exhausted.
Is that thin skin, Ronnie? Is that what it is?
No.
No.
So, I mean, there's different reasons you might have darkness under the eyes, but the most common scenario is when somebody has a very pronounced, what's called a tear trough. So that's that indentation or hollowing under the eye. And a lot of the times it's genetic. You know, I see some girls and men in their 20s with this pronounced tear trough and darkness under their eyes. And so if you look close, you actually see there's like an indentation or a little valley under the eye. So that's genetic. It's the way the bones are formed. But what happens is as we lose volume all around the eye, including in the cheek area and up in the temple area at the side of the eye, it becomes much more prominent because as the cheek flattens, it's not supporting that under eye area anymore. And you see that hollow so much more visibly. So if this is the case for you and you have that indentation under your eye, this is one of the most popular things I treat with injections. So I use fillers like hyaluronic acid fillers to revolumize. So everybody asks me, can't you just put a little bit under my eye and it'll look better? And the answer is no. I wish it was that simple, but it's not that simple. You have to actually correct the volume all around the eye if you want the most natural result. So in these types of scenarios, I'll often put fillers into the temple and into the cheek simultaneously. That helps to lift the tissue and support the under eye area. And then I'll use a very, very light, soft filler, and I'll put it right into that tear trough area right under the eye. And then it looks very, very natural, looks amazing, lifts the tissues. It basically restores the volume how it was 5 to 10 years prior. So that's always the goal. The goal is natural. The goal is so nobody realizes or knows what you've done. And you just want to turn back the clock a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What's really nice about fillers is the results are very long-lasting. Depending on the products used, your results can last anywhere from 1 to 2 years. And I find in the under-eye area, really, I don't do it often. And people that have a significant indentation there, I'll often fill it every 3 to 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Because by improving the volume around, you don't have to go and keep doing the eye area. So,
okay.
I love doing it. It's very rewarding. It makes a huge difference. And what really changes is the expressivity and the emotional attributes that the face gives. You go from having a very tired, exhausted look to a very fresh, youthful, glowy look. It changes your whole expressivity in your eyes. It's very, very remarkable. And there's really no procedure out there that can do it. Surgery can't do that. Laser can't do that. Nothing changes expressivity like fillers do.
Speaking of that, is that where Belkyra comes in?
So Belkyra, we were talking about Belkyra a bit off air. So
yeah.
Belkyra is totally different.
Okay.
Belkyra is an injectable that I do into double chin area, which dissolves fat.
Oh,
so okay. What's nice about Belkyra is it's a permanent procedure. Once you kill the fat cells, they die. They're never coming back. And it's very, very nice for contouring or getting rid of fat. So it's Health Canada approved in the double chin area. So if you have a significant double chin fat there, and you want to reduce it, Belkyra is fantastic for it, and you will have a more defined jawline and less of that double chin. But actually, it's being used off-label for other areas. So for any women with bra fat that's sticking out of their bra, it can be done. You know, some women have fat in their armpits, like just a fat lump there. Mm-hmm. Belkyra is great for that. It's not Health Canada approved for that, but we do use it and it works well. And there's good studies on showing its safety and efficacy.
A question about that. If someone is, now let's speak about if someone is a bit overweight, do they need to make sure that the weight is off and then you do this to clean it up? Or how does that work?
So it depends. I mean, if somebody's really obese and they have a lot of fat everywhere, I'm not doing Belkyra on them because it's not going to give a great result.
Okay.
But if you genetically just have a double chin and maybe you're a little overweight but not huge, and the double chin is not just from being overweight, it's uh-huh. really genetic, and it's fat and it's there and it's hanging down, you'll do great with Belkyra. What's nice about Belkyra though is I don't consider it always as a standalone procedure. It really depends on the patient and what's needed, but in combination with other things, the results are amazing.
You're big on that, eh, Ronnie? Like sort of cross...
Combination. That's how you're going to get the best results. I'll talk more about that in a second, but I just don't want to lose my train of thought.
Mm-hmm.
So if a patient has... I get consulted all the time for people who feel saggy and they feel like their chin area is saggy, they have a double chin. If I only do Belkyra and improve their fat there, they may still have a lot of laxity there. If I combine Belkyra with Ulthera, which does skin tightening and lifting, we're going to get a great result. If I combine Belkyra with maybe some fillers into their chin and into their jawline to really pick up the tissue, we're going to see an amazing result, surgical type of result without surgery. So I'm really big on combination. And what I wanted to say about combination is any cosmetic, if you want a good outcome cosmetically, you're going to do combination treatment. You're going to do a combination of skincare at home, some laser treatment to improve your skin, and injections. If you do those three things, you are doing the best anti-aging regimen you can. And this is what all these celebs that look amazing are doing. J-Lo, Jennifer Aniston, they're all doing this combination approach. This is how we get great results. I see it in my practice every day. I see it in my friends and family every day. This is how you're going to look your best. It's combination.
Okay. And we're just about out of time. Before we are, though, last quick question for you. If someone is thinking of heading down this road with injectables and all that sort of stuff, I know we've talked about this before, about them being very careful who they choose to work with.
100%. Okay. I think that going to somebody who really specializes in this is very important. You're putting your face in their hands, so you got to trust them. I think what's really important is ask your injector to show you before and after pictures, but not just before and after pictures from now to 3 months or 6 months. Ask them to show you 1 year, 2 year, 3 year down the line. What's interesting is there's been a study published recently how we lose perception of our faces over time. And we think, we always need more and more and more. So, and this is a proven fact. We all do this. We all lose perception of what's natural and what's normal. So you're relying on your injector to give you that guidance and to guide you and tell you, you don't need this. This is going to be too much. This is great. This is what you need. And I mean, I think that's my specialty. I think that's my forte. I keep it natural 100% of the time. And I think that that's the most important thing when you're going to take this lifelong journey with your provider. You want to make sure that they're looking out for your best interest, and you're always going to look your best and the most natural you can.
Saying goodnight to your ladies.
Got to. I don't know if they're listening to me. Probably not. But Gabby, Jamie, Avery, and my beautiful wife, Gail. Love you girls. And I'll be home soon.
Ronnie, thank you so much. I can't wait to see you next month.
Thanks, Cal.
Dr. Ronnie Monk, again, you can reach out to him at his office, 514-937-2757. The website is monkmd.com. My thanks to Aaron for pushing all the right buttons. My name is Kelly Alexander. Coming up after the news, it's John Pohl with The Night Side on CJAD.